Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on January 25th, 2024, and we're going to break down each life path number and the energies that you could be working with around this full moon. Before we get into the forecast, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or forecast, please take a look at my website and see which service best works for you. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me there. The link for that is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life path number 8. So you all are going to be working with some interesting energies around this full moon. You've got the 15-6 and you also have dolphin energy. So when we have 15-6 energy, it sort of brings up this or highlights where it is in our experience that we have conditional love, right? Where it is that we have very high expectations of ourselves or of others. Like, I will love you if, I will be supportive if, and that can be towards ourselves, and that can also be towards other people, right? Where it's like, if you don't meet my expectation, then you don't deserve my love, my support, my friendship, whatever the case may be. And so it becomes very conditional. It can also highlight for us where it is that we are in connections where the other person is showing up consistently in a space of conditional love, conditional support. And we continue to show up in that experience, right? But it's a sort of a lose-lose situation because that conditional sort of experience is never fully satiated, right? There's always those conditions. There's always those expectations. So this full moon could ask us to kind of look at where it is in our lives that whether it's towards ourselves, whether it's towards another person, or where it is that another person is showing up to the connection in this way, where is it that there is strong conditional love, conditional support? Because at the end of the day, that becomes unhealthy. That can be toxic, where we're constantly striving to meet this expectation that we've put on ourselves or that we're putting on others. And that's truly impossible to meet or to sustain. So let's put it this way. If we have a connection with someone and we have these high expectations or these high conditions that that person needs to meet in order to satisfy us, they may be able to do it for a little while, but eventually they're going to fall short of those expectations. And then if we penalize that person for that, then, you know, again, it's not a sustainable, healthy connection. And so this full moon, the dolphin energy, the 15-6 is saying, where is it that we're not meeting people where they're at? We're putting expectations on this individual and holding them to those expectations. And when they're not able to either meet them or sustain those expectations, we remove our love, we remove our support or whatever the case may be. And again, we can be talking about ourselves here too. Like, if we don't meet our own high expectations, then we beat ourselves up. We see ourselves in a lower light. So this energy is saying, where is it that we are being bound by these conditions, by these expectations? And where is it that we can, you know, rework that a little bit to not necessarily, you know, getting to a point from unconditional love to, conditional love to unconditional love can be challenging, right? It's part of the journey, but we can certainly modify and manage and learn from those areas where we have very strong conditions or very strong expectations of ourselves or others and work towards, sort of alleviating or managing those in a better way, right? So gaining other people's perspectives, having those honest conversations, because maybe we don't even realize that we're putting expectations on others that they feel like they can't meet. And it becomes a burden for them. So having those conversations and being very open to those conversations and hearing what the other person has to say and having space for that can help us to connect in a healthier way, right? So not being so rigid, not needing to control the situation. Because typically when we see a situation or a relationship with a lot of conditions or expectations, It simply comes back to the fact that we're trying to control that dynamic. We're trying to control that relationship or that outcome. If we have these high expectations, if we have these high conditions, then that person will strive to meet those and won't leave or won't hurt us or won't, et cetera, et cetera. So it becomes like this controlling dynamic without realizing that it's controlling. So this 15-6, the dolphin could come in to say, what is, you know, where is it that where we could be a little less rigid, where we could loosen our grip a little bit, where we could be a little bit more interdependent and, you know, open and honest and vulnerable, et cetera, et cetera, and have those high standards, maintain those high standards, but lower the expectations, right? Lower the expectation, you know, meet people where they're at, you know, have higher standards so that you're not accepting poor behavior, right? But where the expectation is unrealistic or the conditions are unrealistic, this is what this energy is asking us to look at. So, and that can also be with career. It can be with anything, really. But ultimately, it's more about where is it that the conditions or the expectations are so unreasonable or so high that it's more about protecting oneself or building walls or something deeper that needs to be worked through. And Dolphin says, by working through these areas, by releasing our grip, by being a little bit more vulnerable, by showing up in a more sort of true essence type of way, will actually unlock a lot more joy, a lot more compatibility. So it can be incredibly beautiful to transform that and to work through those areas. So again, like I would say, if there's areas in your life that you continue to have conflict with another person because they're not showing up in the way that you feel you need them to show up, is that a true need? Is that a true need for you to thrive? Or is it an expectation or condition that's wrongly placed that could be modified in some way? So this is a great time to look at your standards and look at your conditions and see where is it that you can make some modifications, not necessarily to your standards, but to the expectations and the conditions. And you will see your relationships start to thrive. You will see your relationships transform in a way that actually brings you much more joy, brings you much more security, brings you much more, just fulfillment. So very interesting energies that you all are working with at this full moon, but you'll know where it needs to, you know, wherever it highlights for you, wherever you feel that confrontation or uneasiness or uncomfortableness is where it's trying to get in deep, right? Where it's trying to show you that there can be some modifications made. And you will be so grateful for the results once you get to the other side of it. So I hope it's a beautiful full moon. Take care, Aids. Bye for now.